crisis, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, and here at the first of our morning, Buck Healy of SeedCatalog.com. Hi, Buck. How are we doing? Buck, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And Sydney, people are getting their gardens in. Sydney, is it too late to plant, or is it all right to plant here? For the next couple of months.
We're in most areas right now, we're in the prime planting season for all of your cold weather plants, such as kale and lettuce and your radishes and spinach and things like that. Most all of these zones could be planting those now. If you're zone 5B or higher, you're in a good shape now to be looking at putting in your tomato plants and your pepper plants in the next week or so. Time to get the corn in. If you're going to be growing sweet corn, it's time to start planting your corn, peas and beans and cabbage and those kind of things. It's time for them to go out. And about another week for most zones, if you're in a 8A or higher zone, you can do this now. Your summer squashes and winter squashes and pumpkins. And if you're at a 7B or lower zone, you got to wait another week or two for those. But it's about time for things to go full bore getting the garden in.
All right, fine. And so basically the soil is ready, the things are growing in. How about initial fertilizer, and how much fertilizer should people be using?
Well, that if you've prepared your ground well, if you've augmented your soil and you've been putting lots of organic material in and on your ground, the fertilizer needs are going to be minimal. You start out when you plant your seeds with adding a little fertilizer to the ground as you put in your seed, or if you're using a liquid fertilizer, if you're taking the fertilizer and adding water and emulsifying it, spray a little on the ground as you put the seed in. And then after the plants come up, if they're the short-cropped plants like radishes and lettuces, don't bother with fertilizing it. That they have such a rapid growth rate by the time that you fertilize it, there's very little benefit in that. But for your longer generation plants like your peppers and your tomatoes and your cabbages and your Brussels sprouts and broccoli and all of those longer generated plants, you want to fertilize those throughout their growing season. So as they begin to bloom, a little fertilizer, as they begin to produce fruit, a little fertilizer, and continue every week or two with a little fertilizer on those continuing flowering and blooming plants as they produce fruit. And it doesn't take a whole lot if you're careful when you fertilize. If you throw the fertilizer on the ground around your garden, when you water or when it rains, it's going to leach it into the soil and through the soil, and you're going to lose that immediate benefit. So if you're using a dry fertilizer like our Uncle Buck's fertilizer, apply it directly to the base of the plant, right at the very base of the plant to where it'll go direct into the roots. Don't just broadcast it in your garden. If you're using a liquid fertilizer, direct your stream right at the base of your plant, and you'll get the most value out of the dollar for your fertilizers.
All right, fine. Now, how can people get to you and get your information, your fertilizer, the other thing, the worm droppings, the other things that you carry, or if they don't have their seeds, How can they get to you?
You'll find us on the World Wide Web at seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com, or you'll also be able to reach us via a telephone at a toll-free number of 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132. If you don't have your seeds to garden with yet, this is a great time to get them. That you'll find that you'll get your seeds generally with, we'll ship within 3 working days, and you'll get it within 3 days of shipping. So within a week, generally, you'll have your seeds ready to plant.
And, you know, if you get your seeds at, the big box store, they may or may not come up. I know I got some early. And we put them in, and a lot of them didn't come up. I will tell you, last year we used exclusively Buck Keeley seeds, and they all came up. I was very, very pleased with it. But so you really have no comeback, when you go to the big box store, if you get the seeds and they don't come up. Now, what about long-term seed storage, which is something that everybody, I think, should be doing, because we're moving into a very, very difficult time. Probably by September or October, the European economic situation is going to go far worse, and that is going to have a disastrous effect on us. So basically, of course, long-term seed storage is not so important. You won't need the seeds this year, but you need to get them stored. You need to get them I'll put someplace, because who knows what's going to happen in the coming years. How can people get long-term seeds from you and that will keep and will be viable and are heirloom seeds for a long period of time? How large a garden should they have? What sort of seeds do they get for long-term storage?
Well, you hit on a very important subject there, Dr. Stan, that there are several things that would interrupt the supplies that would allow you to be able to get your seed readily available at different locations, such as the fuel energy problems we're having. If we have an interruption of oil supply, that means that nothing goes to the shelf, or an EMP, if it was to happen, there would be nothing going to the shelves. There's a lot of reasons why in just a moment's time the supply lines would be interrupted to where that the product would not be readily available to stores. And so I think that the ultimate security for us, and as well as for other people, is to have a supply of seed on hand that could be stored for the time that they need them, be opened and planted as they go. And so what we do to provide that need is we prepare seed banks. These seed banks are the seed that's individually packed in their packages and then sealed in a Mylar bag, and then it's placed in a PVC pipe that's sealed. So you could put these in your freezer, or you could toss them in the back of your refrigerator, or you could dig a hole out back in your backyard and bury them to help maintain the temperature for those seeds. But if you keep those seeds at 60 degrees and under in these seed banks, they will last for years and years and years with a good germination rate. Some of these seeds, after 20 years, will still have an 80-plus percent germination rate. So we sell seed banks that we have 3 different types. We have a personal seed bank, which will plant about a half acre of vegetables and grain. And we have a basic seed bank, which will plant about an acre of grain and vegetables. And then if you buy $50 worth of seed in the choices that you like, we'll prepare them in a seed bank for free. So the cost of the Mylar bags in the bank and the PVC is all free. So that's the way we provide for the seed banks. Important to have those seeds on hand. Every family ought to have a seed bank in their freezer or in the refrigerator.
All right, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Keeley from seedbank.com. Seedbank.com.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I'm here at our Sunbury broadband with this audience. Question for Buck. Our number is 877-254-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And this is the time, Sydney, everything should be in the ground, but begin looking ahead and make sure you have a seed bank. And Sydney, the idea of course burying it is great because the soil has a fairly constant temperature, doesn't get too hot, doesn't get too cold. You've got it down a little ways, and it'll keep there buried for a long period of time if your seeds are in some sort of a plastic container, vinyl pipe container. Well, Sydney, are many people actually doing that? Are they actually buying the seed banks? I think it's a great idea. I think it's important, but are people really doing it?
Yes, we have a large percentage of our purchases that we have in bulk are in seed banks. That so it's a popular item. Probably this year we've probably sold twice as many in volume as we did last year because of the people recognizing the economic uncertainties that we're in, as well as in the difficult times that lay ahead. And they're recognizing that the seeds are not just going to be for personal use where they can plant a garden and get something to eat, but also they realize with other precious things like gold and silver, they're going to be a commodity that you can barter and trade. As if there's something that happens that interrupts our monetary system to where suddenly we find ourselves in a situation nobody wants paper dollars, that this is going to be a currency that people can use. So they're looking at that as well. And then as on top of that is that it also provides a source of income of bartering, that if you have the ability to grow vegetables and fruits, that there's going to be a economy based around that. A lot of people are not aware during the gold run years, the people who made the steady and the most money was not the ones that dug the gold out of the ground, but it was those people that supplied it for these miners, the foods and necessities they needed, and sprung up all around them people that made fortunes not off the gold, but providing the resources for the miners to produce the gold. And so in a secondary economy, the ability to provide foodstuffs is going to be a great resource to be able to have to provide other things that you need in your life other than just the basic necessities of food. So people are realizing that, and they're laying these things aside. And one of the wonderful things about it is that it's not something that you lay aside and never use, that a lot of people store up food that are in the forms of dehydrated food for that just in case, and after 20 years, they throw it away because they haven't used it. One of the wonderful things about this is that you can break open the seed bank after a year or two and use those seeds, or after 20 years and use those seeds and still have the same product available to you. So it's not just a just in case. It's also a sustainable resource that will not go down in its value.
And people find it difficult to believe that we could ever be in such sort of a situation in America. But I ask you, if God is just, why shouldn't we expect him to bring his judgment on this country? And I think we're beginning to see the early signs of that. Make your preparations and hope that you never need the product. Well, basically, Chris, what about using fertilizers like Miracle-Gro? I mean, they claim this certainly gives very, very pretty flowers. And once again, let me put our telephone number out there. It's 877-254-7524. You have a question for Buck Keeley? 877-254-7524. I got a question. Give us a call. But what about prepared fertilizers like Miracle-Gro?
Well, I would be hesitant at anything called a miracle unless God developed it. That there's no such thing as, quote, miracles that happens in the gardening. But what you're doing with fertilizers is you're providing the basic nutrients necessary for that plant to prosper, not just prosper, but produce good fruit. And the only way you do that is if you provide natural substances. We at Seed Catalog are confirmed natural growers, and I would not add anything to my plants that did not occur naturally in nature. I don't want any photocarbons that's been created out of oil products to be going into my food. So that I would encourage anybody, if you're not using our fertilizer, that's fine, but find an organic-based fertilizer where you're not putting man-made substances into your food that's going to go into your body. In the commercial world, the fertilizer exists to supplement bad soil. That's the reason why you have these strong fertilizers, is that they're not building their soil. The soil is basically sterile in most of the major growing areas, and the plants are growing off of the artificial nutrients that's being provided to it through the fertilizers. So buy a good organic-based fertilizer. Use it not to build your soil. Use it to augment your plant growth, and then build your soil, and you'll have a good product.
Well, now, what about the aphids and the other things? Can we use soap products to spray them? I know we shouldn't be using pesticides or insecticides, but what about things like, what soaps would we use? Or are there safe soap insecticides that you can spray on your plants that will not do any damage, and yet they'll get the aphids?
There are professionally sold good products that are made out of safe soaps to spray for insecticides rather than using chemical-based ones. But you can make your own by using any soap that doesn't have any foreign substance in it. Ivory soap is one of those, the bar soap, and break it down in a blender with water and spray it on your plants. I understand there's another one of your supporters that sells soaps on the site that is safe soaps. That's one attack for the aphids and other crawling insects. You can also use oils that our orchard and our garden, both for raspberries and those kind of things. We use a safe oil. A mineral oil is a safe oil, and there's several times of oil. And you can spray those early season, and what it actually does is it suffocates those bugs. And so you can use that early season, then use soaps late season for your control of insects. Very safe way to do it. But let me just warn your listeners, when you spray the soaps or you spray the oils, you're killing all the insects, not just the bad ones, but the good ones. The best attack for aphids is ladybugs. And so you want to be careful whenever you're using any type of ingredient that's going to kill insects, that you really need it, because there's a lot of good insects that God's put in this creation that has their purpose in the growth and the management of your garden. So whether it's using insecticides that you buy in the bottle and kill the bugs, or whether you're using safe solutions, be careful that use it judiciously, that God has an ecosystem he's created, and man, if he's not careful, will counterbalance that and cause some difficulty.
Well, now, where do you get the ladybugs? Should you actually buy those, get them mailed to you?
Yeah, that if you create an environment that's attractive to the ladybugs, they'll come on their own. I had a friend who bought, and you can buy ladybugs, he bought a shipment of ladybugs, I think it was like 5,000 ladybugs, and he opened them up, and they all went to the neighbor's gardens, that they have a tendency to find their way through the neighborhood. But if you provide a good, safe environment for them, they show up. If you start spraying insecticides, they leave. So ladybugs are a good addition, and if you have an aphid problem that's major, then you got to do something. But if it's a minor problem, try using safe soaps that you judiciously place on each plant. That when we, in our greenhouse, if we have any type of insect problem that shows up, we treat the plant, not the building. And so we'll take that plant out and we will spray the safe soap underneath the leaves on the aphids, and treat them individually rather than as a group, because we don't want to kill all the beneficial insects in the greenhouse. And so we have a very close observation. And so you can't deal with the problem after it's full blown. So you want to keep an eye on your plants, and you treat each plant individually, and don't ever treat your whole garden. There's micro zones in your garden, and when the aphids come into a certain area, they're attracted to certain plants, such as Brussels sprouts. Treat the Brussels sprouts, and that'll keep them from spreading to the rest of the garden.
All right. Well, I telephone number 877-254-7524, but there's just so much to know about this. I mean, who would ever think of bringing ladybugs or spraying? At one time you mentioned Ivory soap is an excellent source of being able to create a soap product that you could spray on your plants. What's that all about?
Well, what you're doing with the soap is, it's kind of similar to what you're doing with the oils. You're providing an environment that's not conducive for those bugs to thrive in. And so the soap, what it does is it if you mix it with water and you make it a squirtable solution, when you put that on the leaf, number one, the insects don't like it, and they won't stay. Second is, if you get enough on there, it'll drown them. The soap will stick to them. They breathe through gills on their body, and it'll kill the bugs. It's an efficient way of doing small treatment areas. You don't find this in use in production farming, because they treat acres. They don't treat square feet. And so in a home garden base where you have a avid gardener who's in his garden every day doing the weeding and doing the soil preparation and harvesting the goods, he watches his plants, and when he sees a sick plant, it's like having a sick child. You don't treat the whole family. Somebody's got a stomach ache, you treat that child. And so when you have one of your plants that are not healthy, you look that over and do what you need to do individually to the plant. So the garden is not ever treated as a community as a whole. It's treated individual in the community.
And how about mixing up the soap? How would you mix up the Ivory soap for spraying onto your plants?
Well, we have a blender that we set aside for our garden use, and you take and you shave off pieces of the Ivory soap into the blender, add a little water, and blend it up, and it'll dissolve that soap into the water where it's a soluble solution, and you can put it in a spray bottle, a spray pump bottle, and just spray it onto the plants. It's very easy. Same way with the oil base. If you're using an oil-based treatment, that the oil base, you just put it into a squirt bottle. If you need to dilute it with water so that it's manageable, like mineral oil, you dilute it probably 10 to 1 for every gallon of water. You use a gallon mineral oil. For every 10 gallons of water, you use a gallon mineral oil. And it's about the right viscosity to squirt out of a squirt bottle, but it's thick enough that it'll stick on the bugs and suffocate them. So it's a good way of handling bug problems.
All right. So there's so many things that plague the gardeners. I'm learning all about this as we grow our own garden here. Again, our number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question for Buck. Buck, let's get your telephone number, your website out one more time.
Our telephone number toll-free is 1-888-866-9132. 1-888-866-9132, and we're found on the World Wide Web by typing in your address bar, seedcatalog.com. And your listeners may be interested to know that we're starting a gourmet section at our website, that we produce our products here at the house, and we are producing some gourmet salts, and infused salts will be showing up on the website in the next day or so.
Now, what are the gourmet salts?
We use a high-quality sea salt, and then we infuse it with fresh herbs that we grow, the fresh herbs here at our farm, and we infuse them with herbs and garlic, and then it's produced in a grinding bottle, and it's instant flavor for your food, and it's all natural, good solid sea salt that is good for your body, and then the fresh herbs, which provide seasonings to your food. So we're going to be introducing that line, and then some sauces that we produce here on the farm. So we're looking at building out a gourmet section of our website that might be of interest to some.
And you're going to be growing your own coffee beans, or just preparing the coffee?
We're not going to be selling any coffee. It's going to be infused salts with basil and oregano and marjoram and thyme and garlic, and then some salts, sauces that will be pepper-based sauces that will be produced off our product we produce here at the garden.
All right. Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. Now, how can people learn more about this?
In the next day or so, we'll be having those things featured on the website. So if you want to take a look at them, they'll be at seedcatalog.com.
All right, that's seedcatalog.com. Buck Keeley does help support Radio Liberty. We think his products are great. We recommend them to you. Give him a call, and certainly if you have any questions on gardening, why they have the answers for you. And so Buck will be with us hopefully again next month for half an hour. And save your questions up or give them a call. You need to learn how to garden. You need to look after yourself. Buck, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you too, Dr. Stan.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Here and with us this next half hour is Jeanette from Chile. And so how are things down there in Chile, Jeanette?
Oh, we're very good, Dr. Stan. We're starting to go into from fall into winter time and starting to enjoy the rain that we get from the Valdivian. Bolivian temperate rainforest area. So it's sort of like the Pacific Northwest of the United States, Seattle. We get a rainy season here, which, you know, is good for the rest of the year because we have these beautiful lakes here that need to be filled up, and so the crops will grow well in the coming growing season. But everything's going very well here. We don't have all the madness that you guys are going through up there in the north. Seems like the country's gone mad up there.
Well, I think we're sort of in a temporary lull before the storm, and I really do believe that storm will be upon us. I hope I'm wrong, but everything points to the fact that later this year, September, October, November, things are going to begin, demonstrating the fact that you can't keep spending money you don't have indefinitely. And they're finding that out in Europe, and when, of course, the European economy collapses, which it will, this will have disastrous effects on America because we've lent them vast sums of money. The Federal Reserve has just created this money, led it to Europe in an effort to stabilize it, and it hasn't stabilized anything. And things go from bad to worse there as nation after nation faces increasing violence. This is what's happening in Greece, 25% unemployment, the same thing in Spain, 25% unemployment and increasing social unrest. As people can't get jobs, they become desperate, and the structure of society begins to break down. Well, things are pretty stable down there in Chile, aren't they, economically?
Yes, Dr. Dan, it doesn't look anything like what's happening up in North America, in Europe. Here, it's very normal. It's, roll back to, the time of prosperity, really. It's not to say that it hasn't been affected by world events. It certainly has been. But the thing is that the economy here is stable. Chile has booked years of economic growth the past 2 years. They're projecting at least a 4% growth. Last year was somewhere in the 5-6% growth. They don't have all these crazy things going on like robo-signing. The banking system is not easy for foreigners to get into. They protect themselves against things like hot money coming in and disturbing the economy. The banking system is liquid here. They are still selling copper throughout the world, which is one of their main export metals, and they export a lot of food throughout all of Latin America, and everyone still needs to eat, so this is still the breadbasket of South America. So they're doing very well with their exports. The economy is sound to date, and we don't have all these invasive laws going to effect that you have up there. I went into the court the other day with the courthouse to file some papers with my attorney. We just walked in. Nobody searched us for anything. We didn't have to go through metal detectors. We don't have those things at the bus stations or at the airports here. There's still a large amount of freedom here. There's a lot of economic freedom. It's a beautiful country, and it's still a developing country, so I think it's really a wonderful place for anyone that wants to diversify out of the United States or diversify their financial portfolio, maybe with real estate. And that's why we came down here, because we just felt like we were looking for a safe harbor for the storm that we see, as well as you, Dr. Sen, coming in the future. So
How can people get in touch with you, Jeanette, if they're want more information about Chile and what's going on down there, and about a property, because Jeanette actually sells real estate. That's why she helps to support Radio Liberty, and she's gotten a tremendous response from people here in the United States who see what's happening and understand what the future holds. Incidentally, if you have a question for Jeanette, don't be bashful. Again, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But you're getting quite a few calls from people who feel, as you do, that they want to move elsewhere and want to know more about Chile. What sort of response are you getting? And what do people say when they do call?
Well, Dr. Sam, we're getting a large response from people. A lot of people that, you know, don't know anything about Chile are requesting our free report. We've had probably hundreds of people ask for information. I have different little snippets of things that I can send people on, you know, as they get more interested in on shipping or how to prepare your container and you know, how to move here, stuff like that. But in our free report, we have about 17 pages of an overview of the country and the immigration process and some of my feelings on why it's important to own a piece of property for people that are interested in it. So that's sort of what we're getting a lot through the internet. I have some calls for people, you know, obviously it makes sense if you're very serious and you want to call and, you know, vet us and check us out and talk. So we get different inquiries from people, or some people just like to call and, you know, get their information over the phone. So, you know, we do take information that way, and we are getting people coming down booking trips. At the moment, I'm in the middle of negotiating on three different properties that we have that looks like we'll probably be selling in the next, you know, 1 to 2 months, depending on the negotiation and the process and stuff. And I'm proud to say also that our company just set up a relationship with an escrow agent, one of the unusual in this area here. You get that more in the north, but we do have a local escrow agent, so people can wire money down easily to an account if they want to buy property held in escrow. And, you know, I don't know, we're getting from a lot of professionals that there's a large response from doctors, people that are looking to come down here and practice medicine. I do have a link for people that are interested in that, where the site is in Spanish, but it gives you all the information. You'll have to take tests and stuff. But, yeah, a lot of retired people and a lot of doctors and people trying to figure out if they come down here, what they can do. So that's sort of the overview of the people that we're getting.
Well, because it is destroying the practice of medicine here in the United States. When I practiced, it was the most wonderful place to practice. You could do what you wanted for the patient. No longer, people are looking over your shoulder, government's looking over your shoulder, all sorts of rules, regulations. They keep cutting and cutting and cutting the doctor's salary. So basically, there are a lot of doctors basically having a hard time making a living here in America because of government policy. It's not imaginary, it's real. They're going to destroy this country. They know exactly what they're doing. The dark from the American. Be right back.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef, bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly if there's a miracle of electronics, you can just call Jeanette right there from your own living room. Jeanette, let's get your telephone number out, then we have a caller.
Certainly. My telephone number, which is a U.S.-based number, is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961, and our webpage is www.southernchiliproperties.com. That's southernchiliproperties.com, and you can find my email on the text page, which is Jeanette@southernchiliproperties.com. And if you can't remember that, you can just do a Google search and you come right up in the front page.
All right, or go to our homepage, radioliberty.com, and there's a link to Jeanette's website. Who do we have calling? We have a caller.
This is George in Colorado.
Hi, George. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, Jeanette, I've sent you several movies and sent you the information on how to put them on a thumb drive so you can watch them. I just said that as a preface. I want you to know who you're talking to. I had some questions about expats. You know, I want you to discuss the advantages of completely expatriating from the United States, or does Chile have allow for dual citizenship? What are the advantages of having Chilean citizenship versus keeping your home country citizenship too? You know, so I want you to discuss that, and then I also want you to.
Well, why don't we just let's together do that, and then we'll go to the next point. So, can you be a dual citizen? Is it an advantage or disadvantage? Go ahead, Jeanette.
Sure. First of all, George, I'd like to thank you, and I did actually was able to download the movie. I watched Thrive. That was very interesting. It only took me about 10 hours to download it, but we did get it. And I'm going to work my way through the other two, but thank you very much for sending those. And I would suggest for the listeners that might like that too. That was good. But regarding expats here, what happens is you can come in to Chile as a temporary resident, and then you can have that status for 2 years. And the next step is you apply for permanent residency. And once you have permanent residency, what happens is that you're allowed to live in the country, forever. Basically, it's like having a green card. It's a little piece of paper that you staple into your passport. And your only obligation is to come here at least once a year for a day to keep it. Although you can get, a waiver if you have to be out of the country, out of Chile for some reason. So after 5 years, you can apply for citizenship, actually, of Chile, and you are allowed to have citizenship. So if you want to keep your U.S. citizenship, it's no problem. You can have both. And the disadvantages of giving up your U.S. citizenship and only having Chilean citizenship is that it's more difficult to travel to some countries because you do need a visa in some places. So the thing is, at this point in time, the passport is, you know, like the gold card of passports, and it's easy to travel anywhere without having to go and sign up for a visa to go to certain countries. But there's a downside. As long as you're a U.S. citizen, you will always have to pay like taxes.
All right. Now, what was the next question? What if you're on Social Security and you move to Chile? What happens if, you know, obviously if you're still an American citizen living down there, you can, I guess, get that benefit mailed to you or emailed. That's the way they do it. What about if you expatriate? What happens there? I guess you lose that, right?
If you're living outside the country, you can continue to get Social Security as far as the rules are now. I don't know what will happen to anyone if they go to means testing in the future. They might say, well, if you can live, you know, outside the country, I don't know if they would cut back benefits or not, but they maybe are going to do that anyway. But I know people that live outside of the country, and they use a direct deposit, or they have someone deposit their check for them in the state. And because of internet banking the way it is today, down here with my ATM card, you can have access to our bank account up in Massachusetts, and we use things like PayPal where we can transfer money, for example, from our bank account to maybe my son to pay expenses, or we can also send checks from our bank account from down here. We just put in an order. So with the internet banking, there's so many things you can do nowadays that, you know, you can reach your banks in the United States near account. And, you know, eventually, like when you get down here and you finally get permanent residence, then you can open a checking account here and have, you know, your money here active. I've lived here for a year and a half now, and without a checking account here, and we do just fine. We can use the ATM here, and we don't have any problems, because you can go to all of the offices here are set up so that people can just come, and, you know, you go to the electric office and you just pay in cash, so you don't even need a checking account here. And if you want to make a deposit, say you want to pay another company. For example, I had some things delivered at my home, and I just went down to the local bank. And you make a deposit in the local bank for maybe a company that's, you know, 10-hour drive away. So,
Jeanette, one more time. Get your telephone number out. We're just about out of time. Get your telephone number out one more time, please.
Thank you. 413-835-7961. 413-835-7961. And it's southernchiliproperties.com.
All right, southernchiliproperties.com. I appreciate your call, the caller, but we're out of time here at the American Freedom Network. If that's that directly, and I get the information. We'll be back in a minute to wrap up today's program.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products, because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Chad, back here, I wish we didn't have to carry ads, but we do to maintain our network of radio stations across America where we are getting the truth out, and certainly both of these are good products and people that I enjoy having on. I hope you enjoy having them as well. Some people want to leave America. They're concerned about what's coming down the line. I myself and my family are going to stay here. We tried leaving many years ago, but I believe God wants us here. Each person will have to decide what they're going to do on their own, because we're moving into a very, very difficult period. And certainly, if you're watching what's happening over in Europe, of course, France now has gone socialist. They say we're not going to have austerity. We're just going to keep spending and spending. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't spend money you don't have. Then you have to just go out and borrow it. And the more you borrow, of course, the more uncertain things become. And then the less people want to lend to you, and your interest rates goes up. And pretty soon all the money that's coming in is going to pay interest on your loans, and eventually the system collapses. Now, these planned economies didn't work in ancient Greece 2,500 years ago. They didn't work in Rome 2,000 years ago, and they're not going to work here. There's nothing new under the sun. These people want to take us back to programs that have been demonstrating again and again to fail. The bread and circuses of Rome could not preserve the stability of that once great society. Now, their counterpart in Constantinople had a solid gold-backed currency, and they lasted for 1,400 years. And basically, Rome simply collapsed in 476. 1,000 years earlier, because they abandoned the gold standard. And that's what we've done here, and we're going the same course, and you better understand what's happening. The system is going to collapse, and of course, this is exactly what our rulers want. Why? They want to destroy our economy. That's how they're going to, of course, to be able to have sustainable development and to control consumption and production, and by lowering our living standards, they will be able to preserve what they call sustainable development. We have to have products for the next generation. But the real reason behind it, they talk about Agenda 21. They talk about a concern about our society because we're running out of air and water and fuel and fossil fuels. But it's really all about control. They want control every aspect of human endeavor. They don't believe in the things they talk about, but that's how they justify it. The end result is a dictatorship, the destruction of freedom, the establishment of a one-world government, a one-world religion, and installing the coming world leader. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. You need to get my talk on the dark secret. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope that you'll want to get the information and then help it get us out across America. Most people don't understand the spirits of forces which energize the ruling elite who control both political parties and make mockery of our electoral process. 1-877-544-8927 until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant